Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with Lesson 9 in our Civics Made Easy course. We're in this together. You know, the best way to preserve or turn a country around is from the bottom up, not the top down. And that's why in this course we began with the individual. Now we're dealing with the townships. We're working our way up to the national government last. Most people, when they think of government, they think of the national government. We're starting from the beginning, from the individuals and the townships. That's the foundation of any great society. Now, in this lesson, we're looking at the New England township offices. You know, the New England township practically remained unchanged from its inception in the 1600s through the late 1800s. There were some developments since the 1600s, but it still remained in its essential form. That's how good it was. Remember, Thomas Jefferson called it the greatest invention in the mind of man, the New England township. Now, the main men, the top magistrates in the town, are the select men. That was their title. There are as few as three and as many as nine. The odd number ensures a majority vote. The select men basically manage the public business. They issue warrants for holding town meetings, and the warrants must list the items discussed and acted on at the meeting. They lay out highways, grant licenses, and impanel jurors. Now, they also act as health officers by issuing directions regarding sewage. And in cases of infectious diseases, they oversee quarantine operations. And sometimes they act as tax assessors, and they also tend to the needs of the poor. And people in the town who have complaints, they go to the selectmen. And in county and state business, they speak on behalf of the town. And if the town is a party in a lawsuit, they represent it in court. The selectmen were very busy. And then there's the town clerk. Clerks keep the town records. For instance, he records votes in town meetings, and during county and state elections, he lists the candidates and the number of votes for each one. He also records the births, marriages, and deaths in the township. He reports on the conditions of public roads as well. And then there's the treasurer. He keeps record of all the public money coming in and going out of the town accounts. And he yearly documents and reports every transaction from payments to receipts. And then there are the constables. They issue warrants from the selectmen and writs from law courts. They hunt down criminals and toss them in the slammer when they have to. They summon jurors, and in some cases, they serve as tax collectors. When someone doesn't pay taxes, the constables sell the delinquent's property at auction, take the amount owed, and then give the rest to the owner. Now, the selectmen sometimes require help as the town gets bigger, so they hire people to take over their tax assessing roles and also the oversight of the poor responsibilities. So as the town gets bigger, they add more people to help out. And then there's the most important job in the town. Every New England town has a school committee. That's the most important job. In 1647, the Massachusetts legislature enacted a law that every township with 50 families or householders should set up schools to teach reading and writing. The law also required townships with 100 families or householders to establish a school where boys might be trained to enter Harvard. And they took this very seriously. The preamble to the law said this: "It being one chief project of the old deluder, Satan, to keep men from the knowledge of the scriptures, as in former times by keeping them in an unknown tongue, so in these latter times, by persuading from the use of tongues, that so at least the true sense and meaning of the original might be clouded and corrupted with false glosses of deceivers, to the end that learning may not be buried in the graves of our forefathers, in church and commonwealth, the Lord assisting our endeavors, it is therefore ordered." Now that is some serious language. The law provided teachers' salaries as well to be funded by the parents or the town in general. They made sure that the rate was fair and it didn't oppress families. Now there's something we need to stress with regards to education. The 1647 Massachusetts law, which we just read part of, its primary goal in education was to enable young people to understand the original intent of Scripture so as to clear up interpretations that didn't line up with the original intent. Now, this is a very important principle when it comes to understanding the American mindset when it comes to written constitutions. The idea of going back to original documents, clear translation, and original intent was the atmosphere and philosophy in which every constitution was written and intended to be interpreted. So we should understand this when studying American history, how important the original intent was to Americans. Now, the school committee, as a result, was very important. Members served for 3 years with one-third chosen annually. Now, the committee visited the public schools once a month and reported back to the town each year. They decided which textbooks are used. They examine teachers, select the most qualified, and they issue certificates in duplicate. One to the candidates, the other is handed to the selectmen as a warrant that the teacher is entitled to be paid. And the teacher is hired for a year and can serve another year if his performance merits it. Now, there are other officers we'll just run through really quickly. There are the surveyors of highways. They are responsible for keeping roads and bridges up to snuff. There are the field drivers and pound keepers. They deal with stray animals. There's fence viewers. They settle land boundary disputes. Surveyor of lumber. They measure and mark the amount of lumber for sale. There is the measurers of wood who do the same for firewood. And then there are the sealers of weights and measures who test the accuracy of the weights and measures and trade to make sure there's no fraud in transactions, and once approved, they seal the weights and measures. Now, that's how the New England township looked for a long time, and as I said, Thomas Jefferson called this the greatest invention by the mind of man, the New England township. Now, quick question. I know these things, a lot of these offices don't exist anymore, but we still have townships. Do you know who your town officers are? Look them up. Make a list of each officer and what they're responsible for, so make this lesson current. Now, in our next lesson, we're going to talk about the New England town meetings, what they were like, and how taxes were assessed. That's next. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until next time, be good to one another, because we're in this together.